Good morning and welcome to an Aloha Friday on The Conversation. I'm Beth Ann Kozlovich. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Beth Ann. We're hearing more and more about privacy issues as more and more ways are come up with to invade our privacy, right?
Or potentially invade privacy, especially in the workplace, and that's the subject of our first conversation. Now, today, the House Judiciary Committee is taking up whether your employer should be prohibited from asking for passwords and usernames for your personal accounts. The bill could also apply to prospective employees, and there are some restrictions in the bill. And although most of the testimony is in support, the Hawaii Civil Rights Commission Executive Director Bill Hoshijo says that their support comes with a caveat.
Employers have an obligation under both state and federal law to investigate and take corrective action when there are employee complaints of discriminatory harassment, whether it's sexual harassment, racial harassment, harassment based on ancestry, religion, sexual orientation, et cetera, et cetera. And we were concerned that in this day and age, we do see complaints of harassment that's conducted in part over social media. We want to be sure that nothing in the new law, if it's enacted, diminishes or excuses an employer from their responsibility to investigate.
So if an employee comes to an employer and says, so-and-so is responsible for bullying me online, or I'm being harassed by so-and-so, and you know, here's the proof of it, that the employer would have to take action on that. Someone might ask, well, does that mean that they have to have the password to a person's personal account to be able to do that? Or do they go to the potentially offending employee and say, you have to take that down?
I think an internal investigation might have to include both, you know, in terms of having access to see the offending posting. And then also the corrective action might include taking it down. A couple of things I should probably clarify. And one is that our concern in terms of enforcement is not on bullying in general, but it's on discriminatory harassment. So sort of bad boss, abusive behavior that's non-discriminatory doesn't really fall under our purview.
But if there's a racial epithet or other slur, that would be.
Yes, and sexual harassment, hostile environment could include things like spreading rumors, or could be physical or could be verbal, could be online. A lot of times people, they think that sexual harassment in the workplace covers only things that happen in the workplace, but it could be an employee stalking another employee or a manager stalking an employee. So it could involve things happening outside of the physical workplace.
Given the fact that in this last week, we've been also hearing a lot about the issue of Apple and not being amenable to breaking open the iPhone that belonged to the San Bernardino terrorist. Is that kind of argument helping to redefine what privacy is all about, or is it thwarting it in some ways, or at least thwarting personal and domestic security?
Yeah, you know, that's really interesting because it kind of goes to another one of our concerns, is that the bill, the proposed legislation, addresses issues and problems that are bigger and way beyond our defined jurisdiction, which is basically employment discrimination in this case. And we do have concerns about enforcement of this new protection being placed under our jurisdiction, because it's really unlike the other protections that are in the laws that we enforce, protections against racial discrimination, religion-based, ancestry-based, sex-based. We're actually urging the legislature to consider putting the protection in a part of the statutes that doesn't fall under our jurisdiction and having them provide a direct cause of action so that people can get right into court if they feel their rights under the new law are being violated.
So where should that be, Bill?
Because it focuses on employment, it could go in Chapter 378. We enforce Chapter 378, Part 1, but not the other parts. So, you know, there are other protections in the employment setting that are in our employment law, but Fair Employment, Chapter 378, Part 1, that the Hawaii Civil Rights Commission enforces. So, you know, some examples might be whistleblower protections or various forms, lie detector test protections. And it is, I mean, we recognize that there is a privacy interest at stake here, and that's why we support the intent of the bill. And with that support, we're just pointing out our specific concerns about how it affects employers' obligations. So that's really the basis for our position.
Bill Hoshijo, if they don't see eye to eye with moving it into Chapter 378, would you still continue to support this bill?
You know, this bill, I believe, went to conference in a different form last year, and we did continue to support the intent of the bill, urging the conference committee consider our recommendation, suggestion that it put in another part. So, you know, I think we'll continue with that and support and pointing out our concerns.
And finally, before we leave you, as you look at privacy in the year 2016, privacy in all of its shades and nuance, what do you see this year that may look any different than last year, not just because of the issue with Apple and trying to break open the phone for the FBI being roundly denounced?
You know, one of the things that we see is that information is so readily available with various database search engines. And I think for workers, and especially young workers who are really social media savvy, they really need to be aware that once they put something online, that even if they delete it, that could still be out there. So they should be cautious and think about what they post, and I guess just be mindful that prospective employer years down the line could wind up seeing something that they're posting now.
We seem to think that we've made that message a lot and that it's been repeated a lot. But clearly, given some of the things that still show up in social media, some people aren't paying attention or maybe just getting into it and understanding that it has ramifications. Is there something that you think that just as a society in general that we need to do to better understand what privacy means and doesn't mean now?
You know, I guess people talk about the right to privacy, and, you know, there's in the U.S. Constitution, at least, there's no actual express right to privacy. It's really sort of cobbled together based on other rights. And so I think you're right in the sense that what we consider protected privacy interests, it does change over time. And we're seeing the effect of different kinds of issues that arise, you know, whether it's identity theft or health information. People are a lot more sensitive about what kinds of information is out there in today's world. I think that's a good thing.
And in part leading technological giants to create devices that only the owner can unlock.
Yeah, with data management and all these other security innovations and developments. Yeah.
Which kind of brings us right back to HB 1739 and what will happen with it. There's a hearing later today. We'll see if this continues to move. Thank you so much for the time this morning.
Sure. Thanks a lot.
Bill Hoshijo played an active role in the support of the legislation which established the Hawaii Civil Rights Commission. In 1995, he was appointed to serve as a commissioner and 2 years later was appointed executive director, a post he continues to hold. HB 1739, the bill to prohibit an employer from asking for an employee's access information for personal accounts, will be heard this afternoon. You can find a link to the bill on our Facebook page, Hawaii Conversation.